Letters to Daniel, Volume 9, Letter 820, Operation Free Olympia, printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2019, in the 10th month, on the 15th day of the 10th month.
It cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. Long ago.
Dear Yeshua, Tuesday, the 15th of October 2019, 8 a.m. About a week ago, the Lord Holy Spirit informed me that the time had come to make a focused move against the house of witchcraft, which has become integrated into the capital city and state government of Washington, which is located in the city of Olympia, Washington. All the facilities which house state government are located in this city. I learned through my initial research into this target that the two founding houses of hell's resources in the state capital are idolatry and witchcraft. The foundation of the House of Idolatry was laid by the local Indians who, according to the Lord, worshipped the spirit of the Black Bear in the geographic area which became the city of Olympia. The foundation of the House of Witchcraft was laid as an extension of the House of the Freemasons. And it is from these two houses that their next-door neighbor, the House of Sexual Sin and Perversion, has also gained prevalence within the state of Washington. See Exodus 22:18 through 20. As I write this letter, the Lord is saying that along with the destruction of the house of witchcraft, the other two houses will be destroyed as well. For it is written that, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8a. Hear therefore is the word of God against the houses of witchcraft, sexual sin and perversion, and idolatry, within the city of Olympia, and the state of Washington. The Book of Zechariah, Chapter 5, Verse 1 through 4. Then I turned and raised my eyes, and saw there a flying scroll. And he said to me, "What do you see?" So I answered, "I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits and its width 10 cubits. Then he said to me, "This is the curse that goes out over the face of the whole earth. Every thief shall be expelled, according to the side of the scroll, and every perjurer shall be expelled, according to that side of it. I will send out the curse, says the Lord of hosts. It shall enter the house of the thief, and the house of the one who swears falsely by my name. It shall remain in the midst of his house, and consume it, with its timber and stones." The Book of Psalms, Chapter 56, Verses 1 through 13. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God I will praise his word, in God I have put my trust, I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? All day they twist my words, all their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together, they hide, they mark my steps, when they lie in wait for my life. Shall they escape by iniquity? In anger cast down the peoples, O God. You number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle, are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. In God I will praise his word, in the Lord I will praise his word, in God I have put my trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? The Book of Psalms, Chapter 57, verses 1 through 11. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge, until these calamities have passed by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me, he approaches the one who would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps, my soul is bowed down, they have dug a pit before me, into the midst of it they themselves have fallen. Selah. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast, I will sing and give praise. Awake, my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awake in the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations. For your mercy reaches unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. The Book of Psalms, Chapter 58, Verses 1 through 11. Do you indeed speak righteousness, you silent ones? Do you judge uprightly, you sons of men? No, in heart you work wickedness, you weigh out the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb, they go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent, they are like the deaf cobra that stops its ear, which will not heed the voice of charmers, charming ever so skillfully. Break their teeth in their mouth, O God. Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them flow away as waters which run continually. When he bends his bow, let his arrows be as if cut in pieces. Let them be like a snail which melts away as it goes, like a stillborn child of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the burning thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, as in his living and burning wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance, he shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that men will say, Surely there is a reward for the righteous, surely he is God who judges in the earth. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
when will you understand, you fools? Does the God who teaches man all things not know? Does he not know? Does the God who made the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see?